Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up in about an hour and a half next week, everyone, it's mandatory minicamp. And everybody's going to be there. And then nobody's going to be there until, what, late July, early August. So we got plenty of time to fill with the Ravens. French Open championships decided, both men and women. You got the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup Finals, and all of this. Belmont Stakes. So a busy weekend, but let's talk about what's happening here locally. From the Baltimore Banner, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. It's Vinny at 80, Bob 80, Vince Rotto, Nolan McGraw. Let's welcome back Kyle Goon. Kyle, good morning. How you feeling on this Monday?
Great. Just, looking forward to a long week of OTAs, I'm sure the players are looking forward to watching the weather close.
All right, let's start with the Orioles first. And, and Vinny brought up a good point first segment of the show. After sweeping Seattle, who were in first place at the time when Baltimore went in there, and then losing 2 out of 3, you're still 4-2 on the road trip. But would it have a different feel? Because we like feels and vibes and all of this good stuff. If they were 4-2 winning both series as opposed to going 4-2, beating a good team, and then losing to a team that had won a series in, what, over a month?
I liked the back-to-back sweeps. I liked the way that they competed with Seattle. I mean, a lot of come-from-behind victories, a lot of late-inning rallies. The bullpen was playing very well. It just reminded me of, the highs of those 2023-2024 teams a little bit. Just having a little more grit than they've had this season. I mean, just so many times we've watched them trailing a game late in the innings and just thinking, okay, well, no way these guys are coming back. And I appreciated that on this road trip, there was a little more grit, a little more come from behind. I know people aren't going to look at that loss in the A's series as particularly special, but, they did win one of those games. And I think overall, the Orioles are changing around their fortunes a bit.
Now, in regards to the Orioles' rotation, Sacramento series was brutal. Kramer was a win waiting to happen, didn't happen. Morton went back to whatever he was, which was bad before his recent uprising. And then Sagano, which was a rare occasion, didn't really give them a quality outing. Defense or offense didn't do him any favors. But we're getting all these bats back. Mullins and Westberg, probably, for this series against the Tigers. And O'Neill, Sanchez, perhaps, for the Angels, or sometime soon thereafter. They're getting the offense back in tow. But is that rotation capable of, continuing quality that we saw for a 10-12-game stretch, then reverted back to the reality form that we saw? So which Orioles rotation, Kyle, to you, is the real Orioles rotation?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't count on this rotation to be excellent, sustained into that period when maybe you get Kyle Bradish back. But I just think, you know, you you're probably not counting on them to be as great as they were during that six-game winning streak. Charlie Morton's been so up and down, even though he's been consistent throughout his career. I mean, this year, coming on at the tail end of his career, I just don't know if I'm a believer in that sense. And Sagano's going to have better starts than he did yesterday. But no, I would not count on this rotation to be great. I mean, I think we've seen over the first 2 months of the season that they're not. I don't think they were quite that bad, but I don't think they're, you know, about to be elite or anything.
Now, Kyle, I'm expecting today's attendance probably to be similar to Friday. I'm guessing that they like having Fridays and travel on Mondays.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of guys who are coming, you know, for the weekend or coming for a few days, might be a little more simple. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to predict. I don't know if all of us foresaw the Ravens having the great attendance they had at the beginning of camp. And then you never know, you know, four straight days of OTAs, maybe guys see that as, hey, maybe I can get all my work in and kind of get all caught up toward the end of things so I look good going in mandatory mini camp. So you never know, but I wonder if we might see a little bit of an expanded attendance for this last week.
Now, Kyle, what did you, when you saw the stuff about Rashad Bateman over the weekend, how surprised were you that they had given his agent permission for him to shop?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little interesting, a little surprising, but, you know, I think when you look at the pieces of the offense for the coming years, obviously you want to lock down Lamar long-term. I mean, I more find it surprising because Rashad Bateman wasn't, you know, top of the list in my mind of here's the guys you have to extend. But when you look at the future of this offense, Mark Andrews, you know, potentially, you know, you don't know his future past this year. DeAndre Hopkins, who's a great one-year rental, but you don't know his future past this year. I think Rashad Bateman's contract will be more valuable as time goes on. And, you know, I mean, if you're going to tell a guy like, hey, we'll do a deal with you, look around, see your value, sometimes that works to your benefit, sometimes that works against you. I mean, but it's worked to the Ravens' benefit. I mean, look at what happened to Ardarius Washington in the offseason. So they've gotten some fairly good results from that style of business. And I'm not that surprised in retrospect that they want to lock in a guy like Rashad Bateman long term.
Hey, Kyle, what's been your impression of Tyler Loop?
Well, I'd love to see more of him.
Yeah, me too.
I would love to see more of his kicks and more of the competition that they say is unfolding. I mean, you know, it's just obviously it's a little tricky the way they set it up, getting rid of Justin Tucker before you know these OTAs really got going in earnest. And I think they're trying to protect him a little bit and give him a chance to kind of grow into the NFL lifestyle a bit. But I, you know, the Ravens have had such good kicking for such a long time, dating back even before Justin in the Matt Stover. It's a piece of the game that I think fans would love to be confident that, hey, this rookie's got our back this season. So, you know, we'll see when he kicks on Sundays, I guess, but I'd love to see a little more of Tyler Loop.
Now, Kyle, who's a guy that, you know, not one of the starters, but who's kind of impressed you?
Yeah, I mean, I really am excited to kind of see what Keaton Mitchell brings back to this offense. I mean, obviously, you know, 2 years ago, we saw what his speed could be. I don't think he was kind of fully healthy. He talked the other week and said, hey, I'm fully healthy now. I'm ready to go. He could be a kick returner. That's just a facet of the game that, I mean, returner in general was just this question mark every week last year. And I'd love to see somebody lock that position down. And obviously with Keaton Mitchell's speed, I think he can be really dynamic in that facet of the game and maybe even beyond that.
Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner. Kyle, what's happening on the website?
Yeah, well, we're just covering OTAs all week. My colleague Jonah Hahn has a story about Nate Wiggins and his offseason up on the site right now. And, you know, Orioles are back in town, so it'll be fun to see them again.
Kyle, appreciate the time as always. Have fun at one winning drive this week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
There's Kyle Goon. Everyone, we'll come back. It's the whip around. What happened in the world of sports over the weekend? A lot. And we'll get you caught up on as much as we can in our allotted time frame. Going to hear from John Harbaugh. Take more of your phone calls at 410-583-1057. And then Nolan McGraw is going to take us through that funhouse of his, I'm sure. And there might be some naysayers about the Orioles being back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back and all that.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this Monday, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Is on the other side of the glass, the NBA Finals. Game 2 last night in OKC. We'll talk more about this with Sean Devaney from Heavy.com coming up at 1:30. But after gacking a 15-point fourth quarter lead, they were up, what, 9 with 3 minutes left or whatever it was. In Game 1, the Thunder said, nope, no more of this nonsense. They got on it early and often, and a former Terp had a lot to do with that.
Wiggins steps back. Three-pointers got from Wiggins, his second three. It's a 21-point lead.
Mike Breen, ESPN, on the call, / ABC. Aaron Wiggins, 18 points, 4 boards, and an assist as he upped the cause. As OKC, 123-107 over the Pacers to even that series at a game apiece. Alex Caruso at 20 off the bench. As OKC's bench was on fire. And Wiggins' playoff minutes have been kind of fluctuating from game to game. There were a couple where he didn't play. But he got his opportunity after the game. He even said, hey, look, I'm just blessed to be here and contribute at this level and to do it in a big way. Good on him. Of course, Maryland fans know. Played for the Terps, coached by former Maryland great Keith Catlin in high school. So a lot of Maryland ties with him. Oh, by the way, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, he had 34-5. 8-4 steals, doing what he does. Tyrese Halliburton led the Pacers with 17, but didn't appear like he was ever in a flow at all. Well, they weren't in a flow. They were in it early, and then OKC ran him. Big run there at the end of the second quarter. But he's made his game-winning shots, and they've been well documented and will be remembered forever. But Pacers, they just seem a little flat. So they'll salvage a split. Now they go back home where they're tough. And we'll see if OKC can take advantage of the home court there in Indiana. Series tied at a game apiece. Stanley Cup Finals, that's Wednesday. Stanley Cup Finals tonight, game three. And Vinny, we're two games in. We've had two epic overtime thrillers.
Yeah, I think, Bob, I mean, kind of tells you both teams are so evenly matched. Edmonton tied it up with like 7 seconds left in the game to send it to overtime. Went to double overtime. And Brad Marchand was the one that scored the winning goal. He had two goals in the game. Now, tonight when they play, Bob, it's back in Florida. And, you know, they're putting towels on every chair, white towels. And it's got a rat on it. And it's got the three teams that they played in the playoffs. Now, the reason for the rat, that is Marchand's nickname. And they say he kind of looks like a rat, too. That's why they call him the rat. So, everybody tonight, if you're watching, they'll be waving these white towels and it'll have a rat on it. and it's too even. They've been awesome games. They've been physical. They go back and forth. It's been crazy. And it's just because, you know, and McDavid's been making phenomenal plays. The stars have been active in these games, you know, and the goalies have been playing well. Those guys were playing 30 minutes in those games because double overtime. So, yeah, and it's exhausting. I mean, both teams had to take five-hour flights, you know, commercially. I mean, for the media people, Edmonton to Calgary, you know, it's a pain in the ass to fly to Miami from Edmonton. So it should be another epic game tonight. We probably should see seven games because they're so evenly matched.
Yeah, next two are in Florida. And then it goes back to Edmonton. Same with the NBA. The NBA used to be the 2-3-2. Now it's 2-2-1-1-1, et cetera, et cetera. But if you had to make a prediction or a wager, shall we say, on tonight's game, 8 o'clock puck drop, TNT on the call, what would you do?
I'm going to say it could be overtime. I'd take Florida tonight, Bob, because it's a home opener back in Florida.
And we always say it's the all-important game three, and then you get to game five. You know what I mean? But the win here either way sways the series dramatically or not?
I don't think so. I don't think it does at all. I mean, just because last year's series, Florida was up 3-0, and then Edmonton won three in a row, and you figure Edmonton's going to win it, and then Florida won, you know, the last game. So I think we're going for a while yet.
So Stanley Cup Finals Game 3 tonight. NBA Finals resume on Wednesday in Indiana. Belmont Stakes sovereignty after passing on the Preakness 3 weeks ago. Down a stretch against Journalism, the two best horses.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Basically, it was the top three horses were kind of in it down the stretch. This one was in Saratoga because they're redoing the Belmont Park. But still, sovereignty wins two of the three legs of the Triple Crown. And in doing so, does it win the Triple Crown? He, no. But, you know, you're still legendary. Two out of three ain't bad, as Meatloaf said. And also put you into the stud fee category that'll be in the millions. So, sovereignty. Now, we'll see once the Breeders' Cup comes rolling around in November if they'll renew acquaintances there. But it was the Preakness. Actually, all three races were kind of like, yeah. All right, we got this. Yes.
I mean, I thought, yeah, Bob, you're right. I mean, the Preakness was spectacular. This one was great. I mean, because came from behind to win it again, you know, it was a nice race.
So Triple Crown Series over. Sovereignty takes two out of three. And then, you know, racing will roll on. Next year, remember, the Preakness Stakes will be at Laurel as Pimlico gets a redo. Much needed and finally done because we've been talking about doing that for, what, 30 years? French Open Tennis Women, Coco Gauff, in three sets, becomes the first American to win a French Open championship in 10 years when Serena Williams won it. But Coco Gauff getting that Grand Slam championship, her first French on
Saturday.
Yeah,
and she lost the first set. Yeah. And then she came back, won, you know, dominated the next two. So, yeah, that was pretty exciting. Good for Coco.
Yeah, and the opponent, she was in the Whambulance. I gave it away.
I guess she's a Russian girl, and I guess she bitches and complains a lot.
Yeah, well, she had reason to bitch because she got her ass whipped on Saturday. And then yesterday, the men's final, Carlos Alcaraz down two sets. Well, he's actually down, what, two sets to one in the fourth. And Skinner had three match points, up 5-3 in the fourth set. At three unforced errors, and obviously Alcaraz won the set, and then went with the match in five. Top two men's players in the world. I don't follow tennis like I used to way back when, but you know, these are two of the best. John McEnroe said they could both beat prime Nadal if they played him in this French Open, because Nadal owned the French Open, but they both combined to win the last six Grand Slam titles. These two dudes and five setter. I'm guessing very reminiscent of, you know, McEnroe Borg back in like the early 80s, somewhere along those lines.
Well, Bob, I was like on Facebook or whatever, it was on Twitter, and I kept looking at Twitter, and it said, this is one of the best matches ever, you know, back and forth, blah blah blah, you know, and you know, you need to turn it on. I didn't turn it on, but I guess I should, because it was like 5.5 hour match.
Yep. But you're up three match points, up two games in the fourth.
Woo!
And let the little choke, and then three unforced errors on top of it. But anyway, congratulations to you, Carlos Alcaraz. It's the Whip Around Video at Haney 105.7 The Fan. This day in Orioles history, it is June the 9th, 1983, in Baltimore against the Brujas. Leo Hernandez hit a three-run homer. Sweet swing of Kenny Singleton, 1 yard. Orioles scored seven in the first as they beat Milwaukee. Mike Boddicker got the win. Tippy Martinez the save. 1997 at, New Comiskey by this time. 10-2 Orioles. Jeffrey Hammonds, two-run jack. Mike Bordick won 3-for-5 with three ribbies. B.J. Surhoff, 4-for-5 with an RBI. Mike Messina, complete game to improve to 8-1 on the year. 10-2 Baltimore 2 years ago. Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Orioles over the Royals 3-2. Austin Hayes 2-for-4 with a home run. Jorge Mateo and Tony Taters drove in runs. Tyler Wells, remember him? Nolan went 6 2/3 to improve to 5-2. Felix Bautista picked up his 17th save. And then a year ago today, June 9th in Tampa, Adley Rutschman 3-for-5 with a grand slam, six ribbies. He was hitting over 300 at the time. This was his 13th homer. You know, he was the starting catcher in the All-Star game, and rightfully so. Anthony Santander, he hit a home run because he was an All-Star too. And Grayson Rodriguez, and we're coming up on almost a year since he's thrown a pitch in a major league game. He improved to 7-2 as the Orioles blow out Tampa 9-2. That was a year ago today. Current day Orioles, they dropped 2 out of 3 from the A's. You want to get into that? You can at 410-583-1057. Hear from John Harbaugh. Met with the media over the weekend. And then we got Nolan's Funhouse before Vinny hits the road for one winning drive. Ravens, four OTAs all open to the
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Media. Other side of the glass, Orioles back home. Start a series against the Tigers and Angels tomorrow night. Orioles go 4-2 on the road trip through Seattle, where they swept, then dropped 2 out of 3 to the A's, which is kind of unacceptable, as we discussed for the first hour plus of the show. Let's get out to the phones, bring in Ed Arbutus. Ed, how you feeling today?
Good, Bob, Vinny, Nolan. Good day to all you gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Very brief today, Bob. What a coulda Orioles call today. Friday night 5-4 loss due to one sensational jaw-dropping defensive gem by A's rookie center fielder Denzel Clark. Without breaking stride, he ran full tilt into the left center field padded wall to rob Mateo of a two-out, two-men-on-base short triple. That one incredible catch cost the O's the Friday night win and the chance for the 2-out-of-3 series win. And apparently, Clark has been doing these highlight reel catches numerous times thus far in his brief rookie campaign. Adversarial hats off to this guy for sure. That's it, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Yeah, that's a great point. We didn't mention it in opening a rag of the Orioles here, but Mateo got good wood. And that kid, he was on his horse, man. And that thing would have been a home run in what? Every park, including Camden Yards, except for Sacramento or whatever it was. It was an incredible play. I mean, never give up, man. And he did. And it was, what, glove side or whatever? It was a crazy catch.
Well, just to get it in the glove was impressive enough at that, how far away he was. But then to hold on to it, and he hit that wall. I mean, I thought he was going to break right through it because it was right there where I think the outfield wall opens up and there's an access point. I mean, I thought the lock was going to pop and he was going to go flying into the beyond the wall there.
Yeah, that's a great point. As the Orioles had their defensive struggles, especially yesterday. How about Arias's brother with the glove?
Oh, yeah.
On a couple occasions as well. But, yeah, Ed, good point. But the Orioles did have a 3-0 lead on Friday. And Dean Kramer, who had been outstanding, wasn't as much this past weekend against the A's. Now the Orioles will try to regroup tomorrow, and we'll talk about that with Steve Molesky coming up at 12:30. But John Harbaugh, and I mean, Ravens will be at camp 4 days this week. Is Harbsy going to speak today, or we know yet, or not?
I don't know. Usually I find out when I get there.
Hey, if Lamar's there. We haven't heard from Lamar.
Long time.
Since the playoffs.
Yeah. I'm guessing mandatory minicamp,
reconnected
Bob.
With him. But anyway, here's John Harbaugh talking about things. And one of those things is Nate Wiggins heading into year two after a stellar rookie season. Still really started to play well down the stretch. So what about old Nate here?
Well, you saw him today, right? When you have a pick and a key breakup in a critical situation, expect him to be locked in and focused on the little things. You know, raindrops make oceans, man. Locked in every little detail to be great, you know, and that's what he's focusing on.
Well, boy, Harb's got all his stuff out already.
Right. He's like, you saw him today.
Yeah. The thing with Wiggins is he's put on 10 pounds. I mean, Bob, last year he was frail. You know, now he's got a little meat to his bones, and he still could probably add some more weight to him. But, I mean, he looks much more confident, you know, starting out, which is pretty natural at this time. But he's going to be the starting corner. I mean, it is what he's going to be that guy.
And one of the guys going to help mentor Nate Wiggins this year is Chuck Pagano. So John Harbaugh, what's it like having him back in the mix?
It's been great. Chuck has never changed in the sense that he's always just been a great guy, high enthusiasm unknown to mankind, kind of a coach, kind of a person, family man, leader, friend. the players have really attached themselves to him in a great way from the back end. And I think Zach as well. I mean, those guys are getting along great. And Chuck just wants to help this team be the best team it can be in that secondary to play at the highest level it can. It's all he cares about. So it's just great to have him back.
Yeah, I saw Chuck out there. He was working with Wiggins. Or no, it wasn't Wiggins. Cone, the rookie. He was on him pretty good, you know, because he wants, you know, because you got to stay on them about their little fundamentals and, you know, and proper footwork and proper turning and head placement and all those things. And he was drilling them during the team period.
And I saw Pagano said last week he has no interest in head coach positions anymore.
65, you know, and yeah, he doesn't. He just wants to be a ball coach, you know, and he doesn't want to. Because when you're a head coach, you got to deal with everybody, everything. Now, you know, you're just working with defense and defensive coaches and really the DBs. And I think he's just having fun.
It seems like a match made in heaven, bringing Chuck Pagano back to Baltimore.
Oh, I think totally. Because, you know, what we talked about earlier, he's here from day one, you know, of the offseason, which I think it helps Zach Orr tremendously. Because, you know what, the thing about it is Chuck doesn't want his job. Chuck just wants the team to be good and help him out and, you know, be a mentor to the guy. I mean, you couldn't have a better situation. You got an older guy that still got it, got energy and all that stuff, and just wants to have a real good defense.
We were talking earlier this hour about Tyler Loop. So John Harbaugh was asked how the Loopers looking so far.
Well, I can tell you this. They were all right down the middle. So, but I had a good angle seeing them. They were right down the middle. I made that 60-yarder, you know, easily. So it was a good start.
And Nolan was telling me that Gianna Hahn asked the question. It's like, how's, you know, we couldn't see from our angle whether or not he's drilling them. And Harps just said, made them right down the middle, 60-yarders. I mean, you don't have eyes out here, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it is he's got a real powerful leg. The thing that's kind of weird is, you know, he doesn't kick. When he's not kicking, I mean, like, I was there Thursday. He wasn't kicking. All right? He didn't even have his helmet. Nothing. You know, it's like you're off, totally off. And then he kicked Friday. So we'll see. You know, is he kicking today or is he going to kick? Seems like he just kicks every other day. It's, you know, so it's different this year.
And Vinny will be heading out there here in a few minutes. We do have news from the Nest coming up top of the hour. We're going to hear more from John Harbaugh. We're going to hear from Nate himself. So stick around for that. We got Buy or Sell at 12:15. Talk Orioles with Steve Molesky after a 4-2 road trip. Is it disappointing or frustrating given the way they started said road trip? We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse. You want to join us, you can. It's 410-583-1057. It's a great Monday here in Baltimore. All over to the media next week is mandatory mini camp. So when you head out today, once you get settled into the parking situation there, your first observance will be what?
Probably attendance today, just because Friday, a lot of the starters weren't there. So I'm hoping that they're all there, because if they're there today, they'll be there all week. And then we'll get it'll be a good week, you know, of practices and stuff and, you know, heading into the mandatory the following week. So that's the biggest thing that I want to look at today is just kind of who's there. And then and if we got a lot of guys there, then it'll be kind of fun. Otherwise, I'll just watch the young guys.
Yeah, because they got four today. Or this week, rather. And then there's only two mandatories next week.
Yep.
Trim from three. So maybe with 6 weeks, whatever it is off between now and, you know, training camp, maybe try to get as much good work in as you possibly can. Get reacclimated to stuff, reacquainted with things. Who knows?
Well, the biggest thing that the offense, Bob, needs to improve upon, and Monken talked about it when he talked to the media, penalties. That was the biggest detriment to that offense. I mean, they were top five in every offensive category, you know, and penalties killed them, you know, throughout the year. You know, all of a sudden it's 1st and 15 or 1st and 20. And then, you know, I mean, as good as they are, consistently you can't keep making that up.
Nolan, what's going on in your world? Nolan McGraw, everybody.
Well, we might hold off on the funhouse here because sure. Some interesting stuff coming from the Baltimore Sun today, and this deals with University of Maryland. We haven't really dove into this yet, But an interesting piece here, really a write-up on the, I guess, the final days of the Kevin Willard and Damon Evans era.
Oh, yeah.
And really what went down. I mean, it's been well over a month since we went through that whole debacle.
A couple months, yeah.
It came out on the other side, appear to be better off for it at this point. But in the moment, it was pretty contentious. And this write-up here, some interesting tidbits. I'll read a few. Says, just days after being hired in 2022, Kevin Willard told a Maryland booster, quote, I've never seen a place that cares less about winning in basketball than this. Also a quote from Harry Geller, who manages the men's basketball team's NIL spending, said there was always a rift between Willard and Evans. Quote, Willard had an attitude about it the whole time. Damon didn't do much to help it. They butted heads from the very beginning. And to make matters even worse, Jacoby Gillespie apparently isn't getting paid on his original agreement over NIL stuff.
From Maryland?
Yes. Wow. Well, he's taking the collective that was working on behalf of Maryland. Let's see here. Make sure I get this right. Jacoby Gillespie's lawyer says Blueprint Sports, it's the NIL collective, refuses to fulfill his contract while the collective says he breached it by entering the transfer portal. So this college athletic stuff,
Ooh. We
had it voted on. It went to what, the Supreme Court or one of the highest courts?
Yeah.
This whole decision of should the universities pay them directly? I mean, sounds like it's for the best because this whole collective stuff, it's been nothing but gray area since the start.
Yeah, but the thing about it, Bob, and I don't know for sure, but NIL is still in effect on top of them getting the $20 million. And then there's so many other things like, how many people you can have on your roster, and college I'm talking, and
sure.
Scholarships.
Because name, image, likeness implies that if you go to the team store at Maryland and there's a Jacoby Gillespie jersey, he gets a taste of that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. When that was never the case before, and what they would do to circumvent that would just, like if there's a 32 Maryland jersey, they would just wouldn't put Smith on the back. Obviously, you're buying a Joe Smith jersey. You know what I mean? Because Ed O'Bannon started this whole thing with the video game, the Coach K basketball from the mid-90s. But I had heard, and I didn't want to repeat it or break news on the air because I didn't get it confirmed. I just had heard that Willard had buyer's remorse when he took the job. Like, holy mackerel. And like, Damon was cool with us. Willard was, for the most part, you know what I mean? I got nothing personal against either one of them, but that whole drama, which came to a head when Willard outed him at the press conference before they played their first game. They made the Sweet 16 for the first time in 9 years, won at the buzzer from a Baltimore kid in round two, Derek Queen, and that was like the third story in the Maryland postseason headline with Damon going to SMU. You know, and I don't follow SMU that closely until football season starts. And Willard's now up at Villanova bringing in Gapari in the transfer portal.
Right, and maybe some more of confirming what we already knew at the end there about how much he was communicating that he was leaving to the team or how, you know, forthcoming he was. Baltimore Sun writes, an understanding that Willard was focused on the Villanova job during the postseason bled into the Terps locker room. Parents of former players said it became a distraction, especially when agents started shopping players in the portal the week of the Sweet 16.
Jeez.
How about that? I mean, in that great season, one of the, you know, not one of the great seasons in Maryland history, but the best one they've had in quite some time, is now kind of dampered. And we'll all remember the Crab Five fondly for the most part, no doubt about it. And Derek Queen is about to go to the next level, which is the NBA. Julian Reese still looking for a home. And I don't think there's any room at the inn for Maryland. There's no money in the till. But, you know, does he pursue the G League or play overseas where you can make a healthy living? Or does he maybe, he did put his name in the portal. The always fun, always exciting transfer portal.
He's got to go pro, especially at that age. I mean, NIL money? Well, we just got done talking about it.
If you're
getting
a couple mil, I'm going NIL.
Yeah, because that's guaranteed dough.
No
you're
doubt.
Still kind of in the public consciousness. It won't be in Baltimore or University of Maryland, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But still, if you can get an easy 2 mil, do it. And then, hey, have a monster year, make All-American. somebody will give an opportunity, because he took his game to another level.
Yeah,
right.
As a senior,
I tell you what, like from what you're saying, Nolan, I mean, I'm extremely disappointed in Willard and Damon. I mean, because they both made it about themselves or each other, and you know, you're right in the you're having a phenomenal season. And you destroyed it from within. What they did on a court meant nothing because you had too many distractions.
They both
going
had
on.
Their foot out the door.
No doubt.
Neither one of them really gave a bleep about what the big picture scenario in College Park was. But they're both gone, and we wish them the best. Now it's all about Buzz Williams and Jim Smith and, you know, Maryland football. Well, that's another topic that we'll get into as the months progress, because this is a big season for Mike Locksley here. It's 4-8's probably not going to be good enough. And you better be 3-0 after your first
better
game.
Better have a winning record, otherwise you need to...
Yeah, looking at the schedule,
that'll be
hard. You point out 8 wins for me.
Yeah.
And then I'll start making some early wagers on the Turtles. All right, Vinny's off to one winning drive. We'll come back. News from the Nest here. More from John Harbaugh. Got buy or sell 12:15. And then Steve Molesky talks Orioles. You want to get in on that, you can at 410-583-1057. Orioles go 4-2 on the road trip, but boy, it doesn't feel as awesome as it did, say, 3 days ago.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.